Froggy. Who's this?
Stacy.
Stacy, how are you?
I'm good.
You like Jimmy Wayne?
I do.
You do? What's your favorite song by him?
Don't do that to me.
You don't like any of them, do you?
I'm not sure what he sings. I know I've heard him, and I know that I like him, but, you know, I'm like the world worst at remembering.
He sings that You Are song. That's one of his newer ones. You like
So that's on the CD, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He was at our Freedom Fest concert. You remember that?
Yes.
Okay, well, good. Well, so you do like him?
Yes.
Well, good. You'd like one of his CDs then?
Yes, I would.
Well, congratulations. You're caller number 5.
Don't put me on the radio, though.
Oh, okay. I got to. This is too funny. You tell me how you're feeling, Stacy.
Froggy.
Froggy.
Yeah, I was calling about the tonsil.
You got yours out?
Yeah.
How'd it feel?
I had mine removed when I was deployed to Afghanistan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you...
I was back to work 2 days later.
For real?
Yeah.
How old are you?
24.
You were 24, and you were back to work in 2 days?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Well, you are tougher than I am, so that's obvious.
It's all in pain tolerance.
Okay. Well, I'll buy that, but how much painkiller were you on?
They gave me Demerol for the first day. They gave me Demerol, and then I took Demerol the next day, and then next morning when I woke up, I was fine.
Demerol, do you get knocked out from that stuff, or?
No, 500 milligrams puts me in slow mode.
Now, did you have, like, any kind of bleeding action or anything like that afterwards?
Nope.
No. You don't consider yourself a lucky case compared to all these other people? Especially all these horror stories that I'm hearing and stuff like that, you know?
Oh, to me, it's all pain tolerance, and I don't feel any pain in my face, so.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, you are a trooper, dude. Literally. And even when I was first told by the doctor that I was going to have this done, they were like, oh, well, you know, there's a possibility of death. You know, it's very small, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to die? Oh, no. Made me scream like a little girl.
I went in because I was sicker than a dog, and that's what they told me. My throat was all swollen up and everything. And he goes, oh, we'll do it tomorrow morning.
Wow.
I went in that morning and was back in my tent by 2 in the afternoon.
Maybe I should go to the Army and have this done. Well, you're a trooper, and we appreciate what you do for our country, man.
All righty.
Thanks.
Later.
Froggy, who's this?
Beth Baker.
How are you, Beth?
Doing good.
Do you enjoy Aaron Tippin?
Yes.
Have you ever seen him in concert?
Actually, I have.
You have?
Yes.
Was he fun?
Yes.
I bet
great.
He was.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you're caller number 5.
No way.
Would you enjoy it if you were?
Yes.
Well, congratulations, right. Beth. You're caller number 5. You picked up a family 4-pack of tickets to see Aaron Tippin at the Pontotoc Festival in Fulton, Kentucky. It's going to be Saturday, September 18th. You excited?
Yes, I am. I'm ready to go.
Awesome. You tell me how you're feeling.
I'm feeling froggy.
Froggy.
It hops.
It hops.
Yes.
All right, thanks.
Hops.
Hops? Does it hop or flop?
Flop.
Flops?
Flops. We didn't like it.
Okay, thanks. Froggy.
Hey, man, I think it hops.
You think it hops?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Does it hop or flop?
It flops.
Flops! All right, thanks. Does it hop or flop?
It hops.
It hops?
Hops, yes.
Thank you. Froggy.
Yeah, I'm stuck out here on I-24.
Have you built a snowman yet?
Nope. I was just calling to tell you it sucks, though.
How long you been out there?
I've went 70 miles since 1:15 this afternoon.
Wow.
Yep.
70 miles, though, that's not bad. That's since 1:15 is bad, but, I mean, the fact that you've gotten 70 miles, that's probably more than a lot of people have gotten.
I don't know.
What are you driving?
A truck.
Man.
A rig.
You're my hero. Have you got a bathroom in your cab?
Oh, no.
How are you using the bathroom and stuff?
Just jump out whenever traffic stops.
Wow.
Go ride a tree or something. If I only need to go once, so that's all right.
Well, that's good. Guys can do that. So there's a snowman by mile marker 60?
Yes, snowman at mile marker 60.
What's it look like?
It's a little guy with 3 balls, a hat, a sign on it that says something, and 2 stick arms.
Did you build it?
No, I didn't build it. I just drove by and saw it, and I just heard y'all say something about snowmen, so me and my girlfriend, we've been on the lookout for them.
Oh, man. Well,
yeah.
Did it look good, though? Did it look good? Or
yeah,
was it
Yeah. It was definitely picture quality.
It wasn't it wasn't poorly constructed, in other words.
No, it was a good one.
How long you been on I-24?
Oh, let's see. I left, I want to say probably about since 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh, that's not too bad. People have been calling me since 11.
Well, I caught the tail end of it because I drove from Virginia Beach today.
Oh, okay.
So
long drive for you, too.
Yeah, I've been on the road since 4 this morning.
Okay. Well, you're a trooper then.
Hey, I'm trying.
Froggy.
Hi.
Hi.
I was calling about the tonsils.
Yeah, you got your tonsils out yet?
Yeah. In fact, I am Brittany and Carissa's teacher.
Is that true?
Yes, this is Miss Miller.
Well, they're doing a great job over
here.
Well,
I heard them on the radio.
I appreciate you sending them over here to bug me.
Yeah. I was 27 years old.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I had my tonsils taken out, and it was very bad. It was pretty rough.
Was it just miserable, or?
Well, let's put it this way. It was worse than having a baby.
Oh, my God. Don't tell me that.
The pain just lasted so long.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and I have 3 children, and 2 of my children had their tonsils taken out when they were little, and so I can say from seeing them, theirs was much easier to go through than mine was.
Now, have you had your wisdom teeth taken out?
Yes, I have. I was about 16 or 17 years old.
Comparable at all?
It was better than having my tonsils taken out.
So now that I'm going to get my tonsils out, and I'm 23, so mm-hmm. so I'm kind of an older person that says they have problems with. Am I going to be able to say, you know, when I'm later on and I'm married and stuff, and my wife says, "Oh, you don't know how this feels. I'm about to have a baby." I can say, you know what, I felt worse.
You just tell her you understand what pain is.
Thank you so much for calling today.
Okay, you tell Brittany and Carissa hi.
I will.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
When you come home, just drink like Gatorade juice. I wouldn't drink any. I didn't give him anything like Coke or nothing because that would burn.
Right.
But yeah, like juice or Kool-Aid tea, anything that's kind of cold and soothing to keep your throat from drying out.
Now, something like I'm having a sore throat right now. Like it hurts pretty bad. And, like, anything I drink burns. Is that?
Yeah.
I mean, is that the same thing? And just?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, when you drink Coke, it's got that acid in it, so it's going to burn because your throat's going to be, you know, it's like a sore in there.
Okay.
But even it's really, if you get it really cold, I always got his really cold, like, put in the refrigerator and didn't let it freeze, but, like, got it really, really cold.
Yeah.
And that always felt better, like eating ice, because they give you ice cream and Jell-O and.
Right.
And that kind of thing. But
I'll assume I'll be on good painkillers, so what's going to happen when I go to sleep?
Well, I mean.
Do I need an IV of liquid in my throat?
No. We just kind of like, which I don't know if you'll be by yourself or not, but we just kind of like would wake him up every 30 minutes or so and say, take a drink of this, you know.
Oh, I'll be grumpy if that happens. Keith, how are the roads right now?
Well, the roads are still pretty hazardous. We do have most of our A routes open. The big blockage on I-24 from the 31-mile marker down to about the 60-mile marker, we're starting to see some progress on it. I talked with Barry Meadows with the Kentucky State Police a little while ago, and he described it as creeping traffic. It is creeping along. We're asking people to still avoid that section of highway. We're leaving the detours up for a while because we're going to try to get some plows in there and get it cleared out. Quite literally, the snow plows that have made their way through that area have been zigzagging between abandoned vehicles, the state police, National Guard, and our. We're frustrated, and they went into one end of this, took chains and pulled out 2 or 3 vehicles, plowed as far as they could, would pull out a couple more vehicles, and with some help from a state police crew and a tow truck, pulled out a couple more vehicles, and all of a sudden traffic started moving some.
Right.
And again, it was just creeping along, and so we want to, again, tell people to be very cautious. Hopefully, within the next couple hours here, with a little bit of plowing time, we can get that section open and at least allow traffic to move some, but it's still going to be slow going.
All right, Keith, I appreciate you taking the time, and keep us updated, and good luck tonight.
Okay, we appreciate you guys helping get the word out. That's an important part of this. You guys get a gold star today.
Froggy.
Yes, I was calling about the tonsils thing.
You got yours out?
No, my husband did when he was 20.
Oh, yeah?
He was in so much pain.
Now, guys don't have a very high tolerance for pain. That's one reason why I'm procrastinating. Now what was his main problem? What did he hate the most?
The sickest thing was puking up the blood, but he couldn't talk, and we got married like a week later.
Oh. Was he able to say I do?
He took a lot of painkillers.
I bet. I know the feeling. I'm on those right now. It's fantastic.
He was barely able to say I do.
Well, great. Well, that's... I guess that's a way you want to remember it. I don't know. I mean, remember your wedding in Drug Haven? That's awesome.
Hey, it worked.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.